Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm continuing to broadcast from the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, up here at the, while I'm attending and supporting the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, ACCE.org, an organization I've been supporting for a long, long time. And as you know, as often as is humanly possible when I'm on the road, I bring you with me and, or at least I join you from the road, which is what I'm doing right now. And we're going to continue to march here with our good friend Ken Grumbach. Ken is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had our 16th anniversary show with him. He is the author of a number of books on demographics. He's our original demographer in the Brain Trust. His new book is called The Age Curve, and I think there's a new one coming out before too long. Ken Grumbach, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, my friend.
It's good to have you back. You've got Gen Y on your mind, and we've talked about Gen Y in other contexts before, but we're going to talk about them a little bit differently today, and I want you to remind people first who these folks are.
It's a group of about 83 million young people that are currently 10 years old to 29 years old. They were born 1985 to 2004. They are bigger than the baby boomers. They've had a hard time getting into the labor force because of what they call boomer blocking. The boomers are not. The boomers simply are not checking out of the hotel.
We're checking them, aren't we? We're checking them like a hockey checks.
Yeah,
like a hockey check, right?
We're keeping them. So if a lot of boomer parents out there are concerned about their Generation Y kids moving out, you know, when are you going to move out? Well, as soon as they enter the labor force and make their own money, they will move out. So a lot of things are changing as a result.
Right. Well, so this group is about
83 million.
About 10% bigger than baby boomers, right?
Well, it's like a birth year bigger.
Yeah.
One birth year of about 4 million people. Mm-hmm. So about 5%.
Okay. All right. So they're bigger than us, and their world is so different from any other generation. I was listening to a Gen Y expert, and the young man was a Gen Y. He was in his 20s, and he had become the Gen Y expert. He was writing books and speaking on the topic and everything, and helping people like you and me understand Gen Y. And one of the things he said about Gen Y that was amazing, that really was interesting to me, he said, when it comes to technology, don't think of Gen Y like you think of Gen X. He said, if you want your printer to get your printer hooked up on your computer or find out why you have a virus, he said, don't call Gen Y, call Gen X. He said, Gen X is tech savvy. He said, Gen Y is tech dependent.
Well, I would sort of agree with that.
When I got that into my head, the differentiation, but also the tech dependent part, that really helped me to understand a lot about this generation and the ones that I work with. What do you think?
Well, I would agree in large part that they definitely are. They think cyber. They do not have to calculate in cyber. They already know stuff. But I'll tell you this. Can I tell you a quick story about my daughter, my Gen Y daughter? Okay, well, I'm at my computer, and I don't know what I did, but I write books, so I'm typing away like crazy, and everything goes into hieroglyphics. All my stuff, all of a sudden, I have all symbols. I go to documents, all symbols, and I don't back anything up, because I don't think real men should. Well, it's a personal thing. It's like asking for directions. So I'm dying, and I'm thinking, I've lost a month's worth of work here. And my daughter walks by, and she's texting on her phone, and she's listening to music. She can text on her phone faster than her phone can accept it. So she looks over at me. She reaches over my shoulder, and she does something to the keys. And all of a sudden, my problem is solved. So there's no conversation. She sits right. down at her computer. She sits
and
down
she,
at her computer.
And she walks away thinking, oh, man.
Yeah. Well, she sits down at her computer. She's texting on her phone. She's listening to music. She brings up Facebook, and then she brings up somebody in Skype, and then she
right.
turns TV on. And I'm thinking...
All right, so here's my question. Then one of these days, she's going to be an employee, and how's the employee going to get her to focus?
Well, we've had
that's
this discussion...
That's for the next conversation, Ken. We're going to have to come back after this break and talk about this, folks. This is really important stuff. Ken and I are going to have a little fun with it, but this is really serious stuff. I employ Gen Y, folks. I've got a Gen Y on my payroll. I deal with them all the time when I'm in the marketplace. They wait on me. They serve me, et cetera, et cetera. I bump into them, and you're listening. Some of you are listening to the show. So you know I love you. And we're going to talk about this some more with Ken Grombach. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.